Welcome to Clickstar, brought to you by Lucky Dice Cafe out of Huntsville, Alabama. Check them out at LuckyDiceCafe.com. And now for your hosts, Daniel Powell, Jason Alvey, Alex Coons, and Tyler Spees.
Hey everybody, welcome to Clickstuff today. This is your host Daniel Powell speaking. Just want to let everybody know that Clickstuff is brought to you by TrollandToad.com, the world's largest HeroClix retailer. Find HeroClix new and old on TrollandToad.com and use coupon code Clickstuff for 5% off your HeroClix order. Merchant and pre-order items do not apply. And if you like what you're listening to today here on Clickstuff, check us out Patreon.com/Clickstuff. Dollar and above gets entered into our monthly giveaways. $5 and above gets entered into our Discord server for HeroClix strategy and tactics discussion. Joining me today is Jason. Have you finally cooled off from the weekend, Alvy?
Almost. I started it as going to start carrying a giant bucket of ice with me wherever I go so I can just dip my head into it, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, tell me about it.
We played HeroClix in the pits of hell over the weekend.
Yes, my gosh. Yeah, so, obviously today we're going to talk about Rock Cup, put a cap on our weekend that we had there, and then look forward to our next event, which is going to be Origins for me. And Jason, maybe Gen Con if we can talk him into it. I'm stalling here just a second because I'm trying to figure out how to mute my Discord notifications because I keep getting the beep, and I know that comes through on the.
I haven't heard any beeps.
No, it doesn't come through on your end. It comes through in the recording, and somebody's having a super active discussion. I think in the Rock Discord. See if I can mute that one. Server settings. Mute server. There we go. Let me just go through and do that. Mute server for 3 hours. And then, in case they're having a discussion in the broadcast one, mute server for 3 hours. Okay. Now there should be a bunch of doo-doops, doo-doops, doo-doops. So, we have a lot of cool stuff to talk about from the weekend. But I think there was a...
Yeah.
There was a glaring... we want to get it out of the way first, right? So that we can talk about the positive stuff. So, Howard... I told Howard when he first opened the store in 2018 that the appeal of Rock Cup was going to a hotel and staying in one place and... just being able to sit and play in the same place all weekend. Well, little did I know that that meant it would also have functioning air conditioning. Now,
that was just taken for granted, right?
Yeah, I mean, Rock Cup had been warm in the past before, but not unmanageable. But unfortunately, as we found out over the weekend, Howard is shutting down Lucky Dice Cafe, moving to a different location. And I will say this, Howard has to make sure for next year, assuming that, from what he said, everything's going to be the same, as far as having the event and such, Howard has to be able to tell the community that the place that he has hosting the event next year has adequate air conditioning.
Yeah.
I can't do what I did last weekend again.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to. It was miserable. I mean, every time we got out of there, I was just like, I just felt all gross. I had to go back and take a shower immediately.
Yeah. I know we talk about things, with a lot of a fervor behind them, on being podcasters and whatnot, but I mean, really, it was just miserable, and I really think that it affected my play to some extent. Now, as TJ and I did decently well in teams and till we ran into a brick wall and whatnot. But man, it was just so entirely miserable all weekend heat wise that I don't think I played very well. Now, you know, I often talk about on the show here, like, being ready for environmental factors, you know, like the heat and the time of the day, you know, the length of the day, I should say, you know, making sure that you're fed and watered and that sort of thing. I mean, I was drinking a gallon and a half of water a day. This was above and beyond any sort of environmental factor that I've ever had anybody ever think about getting prepped for one of these events.
Yeah. I couldn't drink enough. It took me like a couple of days after we got back home to level out.
Yeah, same, exactly. And, you know, it was bad enough that it was on, what, Saturday night after we got done with Sealed? Yeah, after we got done with Sealed, we went to the Mexican place again, Rosie's, and nobody even ordered a beer. We told the lady to just keep bringing pitchers of water. So, if you get a group of us at a Mexican restaurant and nobody wants to have a cerveza with their chips and salsa, you know that it's a problem. So,
yeah, I think I drank like a half dozen glasses of water while I was sitting there.
Yeah. So, at any rate, next year we have got to have a promise that the air conditioner will be working. So, anyways, let's, you know, we'll just put a pin, cap off the negative part of the weekend.
Other than that, you know, things are cool.
Everything went great. You know, Friday, you know, as TJ and I enjoyed the 400 modern tournament, we didn't actually have to play you guys, so that was good. Yeah. And then we ended up in top eight. We all three of us lost in top eight. You know, it's one of those things like, was there any strategy or tactics or anything we could have changed? No, we literally just had matchup RNG. Like, TJ should have been the C and Az should have been the A. But we had a good time playing all of those events. You know, it's 400 modern, right? We do it once a year, basically, where I've done it twice this year. I did it once for Florida, but with a theme variant. So, I mean, it's fun, you know.
Yeah, I had fun. Tyler couldn't make it at the last minute, so we had to pick up a person, which wasn't ideal, but he did a good job. We missed out on top 16. I was like 3-1, but we didn't win enough other games. So,
right.
But it was still fun.
Yeah.
I was kind of glad to get out of there, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, we got the top 16. We won our top 16 match, and then we just lost out in top 8. So, but I mean, top 8 was well prized. I mean, I think I walked away with like about $600-$700 worth of prizing for getting top 8. That was my take alone, right? That was times 3. So,
it's pretty good.
Yeah. Then Saturday we went in and played Sealed. We got the one booster of
Deadpool
and the one booster of Next Phase. I was thinking of the full name of the set, but it's just Deadpool. Is it Deadpool and X-Force?
Yeah, it's Deadpool and X-Force.
Okay. Yeah. So
the Next Phase Sealed is just not great.
No, Next Phase Sealed is
it's totally unbalanced.
Yeah. So I tell you my I did have a complaint about Sealed. And they made us play on just one of those two maps. Just one of those two sides. The construction site and the dockyard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, you know, you don't want to have a big bunch of maps. You don't want somebody to feel, you know, out of place because they don't have big maps or whatever. They could have told us beforehand that just you can only bring small maps, right? Or just make a very limited map list. I mean, it really affected my team. And I didn't, you know, when you crack open your boosters and you only have a certain amount of time and they were really pressing us to get through mulligans, you know, you could have had to play with your Deadpool booster and you could have mulliganed your next phase booster. So
up to twice. Yeah,
up to twice. So I didn't do very well in that one. I'll talk about what I played, then you can talk about what you played, Jason. And what I should have done in hindsight. So what I pulled was a panda pool, which was nice. It was cool. It was an unseen rare at the time. So then on top of that, in my next phase booster, I got a super rare prime. I got the Man-Thing prime. And panda pool, you look him up, he has stuff that works with animals. Man-Thing prime is an animal. I had the common Wolverine from Deadpool, which is also an animal. Was it the common one? Yeah, the 003 one. Not the 001, the 013, the cowboy hat one. And then I just had the regular James, was it? Golly. By the way, when you're ready to do a set review on Deadpool, just the regular James Hallett. So not quite a full animal theme team, but I had a really good team. I had a lot of damage. I wasn't able to put together quickly enough, and I was sitting there with Claywood and Mark Adler from Michigan, and I was sitting there with TJ or Nick or somebody from our team, and you know, I was, you know, sitting there chatting with the table, and you know, Clay was like, "That's a really good team. Man-Thing Prime is awesome," and I'm like, "Yeah, this is great. It has a really great synergy." And what I did not put together quickly enough was Man-Thing Prime is a giant. The maps they made us play on were outdoor, and his stealth doesn't do jack shit versus rare Moon Knight. So did we play six rounds of Swiss, Jason?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I went 3-3.
134 players.
134 players, which is fantastic. I love the people that came out for it. It was awesome. So I'm not complaining about anything. I'm complaining about the map choice, I guess. But it also came down to knowing that was a factor. I made a tactical error in my decision making. So I went 3-3. The three matches I lost was Rare Moon Knight, and then we were in the play it to get in matchup to be 4-2, in which we had to wipe, and then I battled very valiantly versus Common Clint and Sheriff Deadpool, who have IT hindering, and I just couldn't pull it out. Now, the guy that beat me, he didn't get enough points off of me because we were both trying really hard. Because I had a chance to win, because Man-Thing made it the entire game, so we didn't wipe each other. You know, if I wanted to have done better in that sealed, I should have recognized the situation that they had put us in with the forced maps and mulliganed my two next phase boosters to something better, if I didn't get it, just quit. And then not have subjected myself to six rounds of sealed in the 95 degrees with 100% humidity.
Yeah, to be fair, there was nothing else to do because, you know, the whole building was full.
I mean, I get it. There was no BRs or anything, but, like, I could have just been like, I'm going to the Space Center, guys. Going to the mall. You know, I could have just done something else in Huntsville. Basically, you know what I mean? Like, I could have just been like, bye, guys. So, But yeah, I mean, I had a decent little team, but the map choice just screwed the team over. So
yeah, that wasn't great.
So what did you play and how did you do, Jason?
Well, let's see. I wound up with horrible pools, really. My team wound up being the rare next phase Hulk, along with the Hawaiian shirt, the common She-Hulk, Kazi, Jack the Queen, the uncommon Yelena, and Forge from Deadpool. Yeah. And I wound up going 3-2. I dropped out after round 5 because I didn't have enough points to make the cut. I lost both my games to Rare Moon Knight. I just really couldn't take him on. The first game that I lost was Rare Moon Knight and Sunspot. And I thought, well, I'm going to try to kill Sunspot first. And he rolled out Super Senses 3 times in a row. And by the time I took him down, I just couldn't do anything else. He just kept picking me off with Moon Knight.
Yeah.
The other game against Moon Knight, I had my chance to hit him pretty hard with Jack. Hit him twice, but I rolled a 2 and a 1 on Blades, and then I lost him and a couple other pieces, and it was just out of conceded because there was no way I was going to come back from that. So I missed my chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I was 3-2. I was 3-2.
Oh, you dropped after the 5th round.
Yeah, I had a win record, but I dropped because I just didn't have enough points because only 1, 4, and 2 was going to make it in.
Right.
And I didn't have enough points after that. I didn't kill anything. So it was no point in continuing, so I just dropped and got out of the building.
Right. So, yeah, I get that. I mean, it was hot. I mean,
yeah.
So, but I mean, you had some decent pools. So,
I don't know. I don't think I had decent pools. I think I had shit pools, to be honest.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the thing, right? Is like, given the situation in that building, you should have done the same thing I did, right? And if you didn't want to do the, if you didn't want to mulligan, then you probably should have just
that was after mulliganing.
I didn't realize you mulliganed.
Yeah, that was after I mulliganed. That's what I wound up with.
Right. Yeah, I mean it was so crazy. Like we played, like we got out of the house at 8 o'clock every morning, didn't get back till 10, 11 o'clock. And keep in mind we didn't win. Right, like
yeah, everything was running behind time wise.
Yeah, but not. But I don't think unexpectedly so. I think
that many people. It's a lot to do.
I think
I wanted to just drop after before I started, but there was nothing else to do. You couldn't play BRs because there was no tables. It was full.
I know, but like, we could have just went shopping, right? We
could. Well, I couldn't say that. I didn't have a vehicle.
Well, I mean, if you and I had both done what we should have. Then we could have hit up the town. We could have watched a movie. We could have went and watched a movie.
That would have been feeling like
that. I bet the air conditioner worked in the movie theater.
Oh, I guarantee you. I was so glad that the house we had really cold air conditioning.
Yeah, for sure.
And man, getting back there and taking a shower and just sitting there was great.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know we're griping about the heat because it just was what it was.
I mean, it was overwhelming. I mean, it was overwhelmingly so. Right? Keep in mind, right?
Like, I'm really hot natured. I'm a big fella. I sweat a lot. It was uncomfortable.
I mean, like,
I had a good time playing my games with the people I played them with. They were fun. I had good conversations with people.
Yeah,
that was fine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a great time meeting everybody. We met a lot of new people. A lot of people, y'all out there listening to the show right now, talked about how much y'all love the show, and it was really great. So don't take us as complaining about the heat.
That was really appreciated to hear. Yeah, to hear people say that. I mean, I had fun. I had fun talking to people. It could have been less sweaty, but I mean, I enjoyed all of the conversations I got to have, and I got to play with some people I never played with before. So that was all fun. So I'm glad I went.
Right.
I got Sunday was better. The heat wasn't as unbearable Sunday. I played a bunch of BRs all day Sunday. I had a good time. So,
yeah.
So, not complaining about that.
Before I get into how I did on Sunday and kind of a breakdown of some of that stuff, I did want to say I did get to talk to Ryan, the WKO guy, the OP guy for WizKids, and we had a great conversation. There's not a definitive schedule for a return to WKOs yet. So, Jason, you know what we need.
What do we need?
We need a year-around return to WKOs with 300 Modern and Sealed and a season of games that lead up to individual countries, nationals, and the World Championship. Preferably at a quarterly cadence. Now, we had a lot of good feedback for Ryan on the, you know, where they're working with Jay on Origins and the information for Gen Con being out. I tell you, my point for Ryan on Gen Con, you know, I've talked to you, Jason, as you follow some other games, and I've talked to some other folks that play other games. People are allowed to say whether or not they intend on attending Gen Con. Gen Con's expensive. Gen Con's a destination. Yeah. Gen Con's a lot of fun. Gen Con's something you have to prepare for. I told Ryan, I don't care if it's one sentence that says, WizKids plans on attending Gen Con and hosting U.S. Nationals and HeroClix events. If that's the one sentence, and then the rest of the article is something from your lawyers to cover their tails, they have got us not let us know sooner than when the event catalog drops that they intend on attending Gen Con.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a secret. Just tell us at the beginning of the year, we plan on going here and here and here.
Right, and then if they need another a page of stuff from their lawyer to cover their butt, that's fine. Just put that in the article, right? No big deal.
Yeah. Put all the legalese in there you friggin' want. I don't care.
Right.
You know?
So, at any rate, overwhelmingly great conversation with Ryan. We took lots of notes, lots of feedback, you know, lots of things that can or could happen in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we're not getting what we want necessarily, but this year's a big step in the right direction.
That's right.
I mean,
Adepticon,
Origins, Gen Con,
yeah,
and Worlds. Rock Cup.
Rock Cup and Worlds, yeah.
That's all better than we had the previous year.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I'll talk a little bit about Sunday. Jason, do you want to tell, how did you do on Sunday in BRs?
I never got worse than second in a BR all weekend. I played two on Saturday night, and I got five in on Sunday, and I think I won four and got second in three.
Jump.
I whiffed on some.
Chomp. You know what that is? You know what that's the sound of? Jason the BR shark. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Yeah. Da 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 da. Had fun. Big fun in BRs. I like the bullshit around and have a good time. I like to win too, so.
For sure. So Sunday, 300 Modern, or I wished it was 300 Modern, 400 Silver Singles Tournament. So I want to just start out with Matthew Gronhide. Appreciate you getting this question in. Daniel, you correctly predicted Lucas's Tri-Sentinel team as the winning Silver Age team. You are correct, I did, and congratulations to Lucas for winning the Silver Age Rock championship, world championship. Did you consider ditching your own team and jumping on board with the Tri-Sentinel bandwagon? No, I did not. My consideration was just to not play at one point, especially with the whole Mern debacle. What's legal was legal, and then what was complained about became not legal. That whole thing on Wednesday or Thursday was a little bit wild. But did you adjust your build to try and counter Lucas? Yes. So the short answer is TJ, Nick, and I worked, I'm not going to say tirelessly, but we put in several hours of conversation around how we needed to adjust the team. The original team that I played had St. Walker on it over Star Sapphire. The main change to it was St. Walker was dropped and Star Sapphire plus the Traffic Barrel was added. So we just went oops all barrier. So the team that the three of us played and the team that I played was able to put out 24 squares of barrier, 20 squares of barrier continuously. Oddly enough, I mean, I lost to the thing that I say was really good, Agatha, which was littered throughout. I think Clay just got the results done from the tournament. So, you know, I might have a little bit more to talk about it later, but Tri-Sentinels were everywhere in the top 32. Agatha was everywhere in the top 32. I'm currently going through and counting Agathas first. And I'm already up to 2, 3. Four. Four. I'm counting a lot of black hearts too. There's almost as many black hearts as there was Agatha's. Five Agathas. Six Agathas. I mean, we're already up to 20% of the field had an Agatha. I don't know if they got Saul's build in here yet, but there was. I don't see Saul yet. No, there's Saul. Yeah, so six Agathas, so pretty much 20% of the top 32 had an Agatha. More than that had a Blackheart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine.
It's a lot of Agatha.
No, nine. These are black hearts. 10.
Sorry.
The super rare black heart from Rise and Fall. 11. 12. 12 super rare black hearts from Rise and Fall with a variety of different gems on them. And then, of course, Mad Gem. If they don't have the power gem on them. So 12 penetrating damage in a turn is pretty good. Last I checked. My team was a pretty standard Thanos build, I would think. You know, oops all barrier. Revolved a lot around the Psyblast card and the Gauntlet, which pairs together with the Mind Control. And then the goodness of MOE, Mephisto, Groot. Ended up losing to Richie in top 32. And the big deal there was my Thanos. So what had played out was my Thanos shot his Agatha for the KO. She made Super Senses twice. With a Black Shark Porter reroll. But in hindsight, I had a play to use the Star Sapphire Fire Hydrant to get rid of the hindering terrain marker that she was in. I'm looking at on the map now. She wouldn't have had a printed hindering underneath of her, so I could have outwitted the senses instead of outwitting the stealth. But those are things that you always find out in hindsight in 2020, or hindsight being 2020. But she made that, and then Thanos died. The final score ended up being 280 to 200, and then Richie and I had a lengthy kind of roundabout there of did I KO his Agatha on last action? Had I KO'd his Agatha on last action, I would have won with Thanos in the gauntlet being KO'd. But I did not. I was one click short on KOing the Agatha. I think the biggest thing in that game was I used the spin ring to spin ring Kong into the rune. And I used a walking wood to flurry Kong to death. So, tree power, baby. So, go ahead.
Those little walking woods are always annoying.
Yeah, they were really good in that game. So, you know, I messed up. And if I had won, I would have had to play Lucas in top 16. Now, here's where I will make probably one final comment on the Heat. To have beaten Lucas, I would have had to play a near perfect game. It would have been my sixth round at 85 degrees, 95 degrees, and 100% humidity. I don't think I could have played that game perfectly had I beat Richie. It was just that hot. My dice were sticking to my hands as I rolled them. Like they were catching on my hand and like bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, I don't know how else to say it. Like, imagine they were just, like, going through honey rolling down my hand. And I don't think it would have worked out that well for me. So, due to the environmental factor. Lucas did really well. I mean, I told him, everybody, that it was Lucas's event to lose. And he did not disappoint, so congratulations again to Lucas. So, you know, there was a lot of interesting teams, but it is quite obvious to me that Blackheart, Tri-Sentinels, Agatha, a Mutt's Tomb was entirely overplayed in the event, and Silver's a solved meta. So, you know, I think the only thing would have be that would be changing for that would be the Silver theme version, where everything is a Highlander and the sideline is a lot lower. You know, I realize that there's more ways to probably, you know, there's more than just one way to abuse a Mutt's Tomb. But you lower your Mad Gem sideline, you lower your Mutt's Tomb sideline, because what in four? Do you remember the theme rules, Jason? Is it just one per 100?
I've never even looked at playing themes, so I have no idea. Yeah,
fair enough. So, I think it's just four sideline slots. So you lose a bunch of your options for Mad Gem. You lose a bunch of stuff for, the MOEs. You lose a bunch of stuff for a Mutt's Tomb. Like, a Mutt's Tomb takes up one. Kathan would take up one. So at least you only like two options remaining for a lot of things. So, Agatha's still really powerful in that format. But, you know, the Tri-Sentinels and some other things makes a big difference. The other thought is I Jason, I know you're with me here. I'll be glad if I never see a big map after retirement in silver, modern, sealed, bronze, golden, every HeroClix format. I don't ever want to see a big map again.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what things are going to be like in modern after the big maps are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a different world.
Yeah. I mean, I really hope they, get rid of the big maps too in silver. And, you know, specifically, I hope they get rid of Morlock Tunnels. I mean, it is just a brutal map. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, Realm of Death didn't have a line to walk across it. Well, Realm of Death also wasn't modern legal when Terrain came out. Do you know what stops you from having a line to walk across Morlock Tunnels?
Terrain.
The very accessible, like, you know, let's say you don't buy play-at-home kits, which you should. You should always buy the play-at-home kit and get the whole to the release day kit. But let's just say you just make three squares of blocking, the standard old blocking terrain. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a way to just walk across Morlock Tunnels now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a map that we've complained about since it came out 2 years ago. And it is still an absolute pain in the ass. So.
But our savior is here.
So, that is a great segue to wrap up Silver, talk about Modern Age coming up, and the Let Me See That Murn, Baby. That Murn, a Murn, Murn, Murn. Cisco Thong Song, if you want to know the beat I was just singing to.
I am quite familiar.
Yeah. We enter the age of Murn, and I could just not be more excited about entering the age of Murn. Thoughts, Jason? What are your thoughts on Murn?
I am both excited and fearful that Murn is here.
So, I mean, my thought is Murn is exactly how Murn allows for Heroclix to be played exactly how it should be. And exactly how I like to play Heroclix. You should be able to just go in, start making attacks, and just rock and roll. I'll say it again, just to make sure that it's on the record again. I do not like playing turtley teams. I play barrier because other teams hide on maps like Morlock Tunnels. They position themselves to where, you know, who it's all about this dance of who's going to get the first hit, right? You know, the barrier, the map, the stealth, the blocked if you're a Black Lantern, you know, all this stuff, right? Like, it just, mm-hmm. It's a pain in the ass. It's not playing the game. It's not playing Heroclix. It's not superhero battles. It's a little maneuvering around on these janky-ass maps with this terrain. Well, you know what? Murn stops all of that. Now, can the meta shift to keywords that don't share with Murn? Sure. I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems hard. Mystical is one that doesn't share keyword. Man, that's not one of Murn's keywords.
Right.
But do all those characters have none of his keywords? I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
Like, Kong is an animal. Ghost Rider, he's not a monster, so he may get around that.
Who are you talking about? Amazon's the big
Ghost
one.
Rider.
Ghost Rider is a monster.
Yeah. Oh, is the Ghost Rider a monster?
The Ghost Rider 048 is a monster. So most of those have some sort of overlap. Amazon's probably the closest thing.
Spider-Man. Like, Prime Spider-Man doesn't share a keyword, I think.
Right. But Prime Spider-Man doesn't. But the symbiote friends that he has have a lot of them have monster.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if all of his Avengers friends share that. I'm sure some of them are soldiers, Hawkeye, Falcon,
mm-hmm.
And the like. Captain America. those guys are all going to be soldiers, spies, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
just... you know, of course, the cosmic folks, they're all going to be able to be targeted by... because of MERN.
Yeah, I was going to look and see... I was going to look and see if... Wong...
Well, let's just do this. This is interesting. Yeah, let's try this.
Okay.
We go to the meta tab here on units and look at the most played figures. Who doesn't have keywords that MERN has?
Right,
Porter's obvious. The Porter's obviously white shirt's always targetable. Black shirt may or may not be. That's number two. Collins number three. He's definitely getting hit. Blackheart's getting hit.
Yep. Yeah, Ghost Rider's weird. Getting hit.
Ghost Rider is not a monster. But he's a ruler.
MERN's not a ruler. So maybe...
So Ghost Rider's okay.
I thought Ghost Rider was a monster, but...
Yeah, he's not.
So Ghost Rider doesn't. That makes sense. Genesis technically...
Technically does not.
Doesn't. Yeah, and Apocalypse doesn't either.
Daredevil.
But the thing is Genesis brings in all of the monster people.
Right. That's true.
But you know, your Brute and Warriors were okay, but how many Brute and Warriors have a monster? I mean Yeah, Daredevil, Surfer, Hawkeye.
They're spies.
Surprisingly, Man Thing at 11 on 30 teams.
Yeah, he's a monster though. He's an animal and a monster, so he's double up there. Wong, we were talking about there. He doesn't get hit.
Yeah, Madison and Wong don't. Prime Spider-Man don't.
Spider-Man knows not. Of course, Mephisto does.
Yep.
Death Metal Wonder Woman is good to go.
Yep. Now, short of she's good to go, as long as she's not on an X-Men team and you don't play a MERN'd X-Man, an X-Man'd MERN.
Well, that's true. So, if MERN can pick up keywords, that's going to be, yeah.
Yeah. The Super Rare Spider-Man doesn't.
Yep. Miss Marvel also does not.
Miss Marvel might.
She picks up a keyword, yeah.
She has to pick the right. She has to pick the correct keyword.
Pegasus Cap is a soldier and an animal.
Yep. Necron, of course, is a monster. And then there's MERN at 22.
Yep. And like the Black Lanterns are just out of luck. They're all going to get hit.
Right. Yeah, Prime Hulk, Elsa.
Elsa's good.
Prime Elsa's good. Prime Hulk is not. Misty Knight is okay, except for the fact that she's probably making MERN a detective.
Probably, yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, we're talking about it in our chat. I think Hawkeye...
Arachnite.
I think Hawkeye and Hawkeye with the trick arrows is the most powerful piece in modern right now. And, you know what Hawkeye and Hawkeye likes? Not having to draw a line of fire. So,
it could be pretty brutal.
They can just start blasting. And who helps them do that? Misty Knight, making MERN a detective. So... I'm totally down with that. And Misty brings enhancement to the Hawkeye and Hawkeye so that they can hit for 4 damage. Arachnite is safe as well. Of course, Arachnite, still super powerful.
Jennifer Kale is safe.
Yep.
Black Skull, of course, is not.
No. World's Finest... may not be, because they're a detective.
Yeah, possible, yeah.
So,
same for Sherlock Holmes, Batman, they're all in trouble. Iconics Poison Ivy has taken off all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was going to look at Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes is okay, though. He's a detective. Yeah, I really do think that detective is going to be the keyword that MERN gains, not X-Men.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, Poison Ivy's okay. Arthur is a soldier. Of course, Venom Thanos is a monster. Prime Batman's cosmic, and so on and so forth. So most of the top 40 figures,
yeah,
are targetable.
Yeah,
very
pretty easy. Very narrow. Yeah, and I forget that Mern has Soldier too, right? Yeah. Like you look at Falcon, right? So like if you think about Prime Spider-Man on a team, you know, even Wong, right? Like if you're thinking about Avengers, mm-hmm. Falcon's a pretty big target.
And so's Pegasus Cap.
Yeah, yeah.
Also a Soldier.
And there's not any swap anymore now, right? I mean, that went away. So
yeah, no Avengers characters swap. The only things that are swapping right now are MOE and where you can swap with the Butterfly now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, golly, Mad Jim is only number 42 on just the default meta sort. That's crazy.
Yeah, so
I mean,
yeah, most of this stuff is targetable.
Oh, and oddly enough, the one thing I didn't want to add, Orb is an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
For the folks out there that like to play their Orby stuff. Yeah, so it's almost like when you sit down with someone and you have your Mern, it's like what characters of yours have keywords that share, and you just take your little notes that you're allowed to take now, and you just realize who you're able to target, and it's a fuck ton of the meta.
Yeah, it's hard to build a team that avoids him completely, if not impossible.
Yep.
To build a good team that does so.
Right. And then I think the other thing that really helps is really over you don't really think about it immediately. Opposing characters within range can't positively modify their combat values.
Yeah.
That can be up to a 6 or a 7 with shield TAs. By the way, shield mm-hmm. shield TA is probably best TA behind the cosmic energies right now. Obviously, yeah,
shield's super useful.
Yeah, the passive. I've loved shield for a long time. I mean, I've played with shield since the Nick Fury ID card days. But
yes, Kong's not getting his buffs when he comes in.
Yeah, I mean Kong packing his Blackheart buddy that vooped him over. No, you're a 12 attack, bud. You're a 12 attack.
There's very few figures that can shoot from far enough away if you're bumping up range with shield.
Yeah.
I mean, in order to get around that.
That's got to be two perplexes to Surfer's attack value. Or, sorry, range value.
Yeah, but Mern is a 4 range. So, yeah, 7 range you could max out.
Yeah, and then that's what I'm... Yeah, so... Like, if Surfers can't exceed that, they can only get to a 6.
Yeah, so kiss your RCE goodbye.
Well, that would be the other thing. It's a passive deal. So if they had a 6 range, once they moved within his bubble, they would go down to 3. It just immediately cancels it. Because they haven't declared their attack until they stop moving. And they can't declare the attack if it's illegal once they've moved into the Mern bubble.
That's true.
So, and the fact that he has leadership just as cake on top of it. Mm-hmm. I do like the when a character misses after resolutions, you may deal them 1 unavoidable if you remove an action token from them. That's not for nothing. Especially
it's kind of an oh shit, break glass in case of emergency type.
Right. But there's a lot of ways to heal. You get to Black Shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mainly Black Shirt Porter, to be fair. Man, it's just, it's the age of Mern. It's just, it almost has to be. Right? And we're talking.
He's really tough on close combat. I mean, and then there's a ton of close combat.
Yeah. I mean, all these bumps from Porter and stuff, like, it makes a difference now whenever you come in and your attack value is locked at printed. You know, and like Mern, if Kong comes in, Kong's going to be a 12 on a 21 because he's going to be next to his Black Shirt buddies. So Kong would have to carry his Mern buddy to lower down their combat values. So it would be more like a 12 on a 18 instead.
Yeah.
Which means that Kong is not carrying his Blackheart buddy for, say, a better follow-up than what Mern would be able to do. But that also, puts the opposing Mern at odds or in danger with the other team. So, I'm excited about it. I think it matters a lot now who gets to go first. It brings a lot back to that. Because a lot of times now if you go first, I would say, and how many, Jason, you might need to write this down how many times I've stressed this. On your build sheet, right, you know, where the section where there's maps, how many maps do you get to bring, Jason?
3 maps.
What should one of those maps always be?
A big map, while we still have them.
While we still have them. As much as we hate to play on that, we would be incompetent dinguses if we didn't recommend that you do play with a big map while they are available.
Yeah, they're tactically good choices.
They are tactically good choices. Very much required. So, we are not incompetent dinguses, because we just told you to play a big map for like, I don't know, the 18th episode in a row.
Or more,
yeah. So, I mean, golly, I'm so excited. Now, this is the thing. It's not a legacy card figure where you have to obtain a 20-year-old piece and a special OP kit legacy card, Jason.
It's not blind purchase either. It's not a super rare or a chase.
It's not a super rare. It's not a chase. It's not a convention exclusive where you have to go sit down and win a BR.
Yeah.
This is available. Mine was $25. This is available for $24.99 at your friendly local game store. You too can participate in the Mern for just a small price of going to your local store.
I mean, the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, man, this is just going to be a bloodbath. Like,
but it's going to come down to what HeroClix should be, which is two teams battling it out. You know, are you hitting your shape change? Are you hitting your super senses? Are you hitting your impervious? What do you have with your mastermind?
I'm almost thinking it makes Alpha Strike way more effective. Like, it's just going to boil down to who's going first, potentially.
And isn't that exciting?
I don't know. Is it?
May not be for some people, but for a lot of folks that just want to play the game and roll some dice, it's a big deal. I think it's a lot more fun.
It is. I mean, it's definitely going to encourage people to attack other figures.
Now,
not Turtle, but...
Now, if I come back from Origins here in a few weeks and say, well, I lost because I went second.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally a thing. That could happen.
And that's okay. That's all right.
I don't know if I like... If it's going to be decided by the initiative role of the game, I don't think I like that.
We played for years where things were decided by the initiative roll.
Well, yeah, but it's like there's nothing you can really do. Like, you can't put up a barrier. You can't body block. You can't use stealth. Like, you know, it gets by so much stuff.
So here's the thing: are we going to see complaints about it in a demand?
Well, yeah,
a meme,
yeah.
A call to action that people demand Mern be errated.
I think we probably will, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems inevitable.
Oh, it was inevitable, Jason?
Yeah, it was inevitable.
Yeah.
I think it might be inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, which is fine. It's whatever.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll probably play it too.
I don't know. I just think I think it's really great that we get to engage. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I enjoyed engaging with Thanos pre-errata. You know.
Oh yeah. I'm all for rolling dice and making attacks. That's all great.
Mern's going to allow you to do that. Unless you play the Amazons.
Yeah, so are we in a Wonder Woman then?
I don't know. I think that's about it, because there's some... You have to be careful that none of your Wonder Woman are soldiers. Because that is the thing. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
That makes me want to look and see them.
There is a lot of great Wonder... there is a lot of great Wonder Womans that don't require soldier or past, or they're not detectives or anything like that. Or
well, like we said, the Death Metal Wonder Woman didn't have the keywords. The box set Wonder Woman 3-pack apparently does not have the keywords.
Right.
That's
the big one.
You know,
that's the big one.
You can conscript the Justice League into her Amazonian team, so I'm sure that there are definitely Supermans and Batmans that don't have such either. They're not monsters or spies or...
Well, you got to be careful, or at least detectives. You got to be careful on the detective side, because
maybe Batman gets left out then, because he's going to be a detective.
Get the fuck out of here, Batman!
Prime Wonder Woman. Prime Wonder Woman's a soldier.
She is, yeah. That's what I was just about ready to say, yeah. So, was going to say a high defense meta might be the thing, but Prime Wonder Woman...
Well, is a high defense meta really a thing when you can just bring your Mern down and they can't
they got to put... That puts the Mern in danger, though. You got to keep that
right, but if you're going to destroy him on the Alpha, does it matter?
That's accurate. That's true. That's true. I'm just looking
just
at
drop ship Mern.
I'm just looking at these random Supermans. Zod Ursa Non. They're soldiers, Jason.
Interesting.
There is quite a few Supermans. The Superman box set that are
iconic Supermans.
That's what I was thinking. The box set one.
He's good. He's good to go.
Yeah, they're fine. Rainbow Hand Soup is good. He's decently playable. The Batman team up Superman is good to go. He's not a detective, so.
It looks like basically Batman's getting left out in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, now will every Mern be a detective? No. Do I think the best Mern will be detectives? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably because of Hawkeye.
Yeah, it just works really well together. So let's take a look. We do have some Project Butterfly teams to take a look at. That were submitted to us. Alec Mercer submitted his. He's yearning for some Mernon, and his first one is a detective theme.
Oh, what do you know?
pretty straightforward right out of there. This is pretty close to what I've been looking at building. I think the only difference there is on Alex's team. Alec, I would drop Owlman and play Prime Batman. And then the rest of what you had looks good.
He was using Prime Absorbing Man, so yeah.
Yeah. And Owlman, to change it out. Owlman, yeah. And the non-Mern, Green Lantern team ability, let's not forget, super OP. That helps you get all your shit up to the front of the line as needed. Now he does have Waller on here. When a friendly standard character is KO'd by an opponent's attack after resolutions, what's the sideline active? At the beginning of your turn, if two or more characters...
It's her spy. Yeah.
Her spy. Okay, that share a keyword were KO'd, you may generate a Amanda from your sideline on your starting area to click one.
Yeah, because Hawkeye Myrn, Scott Porter, they all share keywords with her.
They're all spies, but Amanda kind of sucks, right? There's no reason you'd bring her out, right?
She only comes out if your characters die. Yeah. It's not you just bring her in.
Yeah, I know. And she's only 10 for 2, so I would just
She's just giving you support powers, leadership at wit perplex.
Yeah, so I mean, what she's doing. Golly, if you've lost Hawkeye and Scott Porter, or Myrn and Scott Porter, sheesh. I mean, I guess I get that, but man, you are
And she's making bombs when you kill somebody, when somebody kills one of your characters, but
right.
But yeah, if you've already lost the people to bring her in, you're probably in deep trouble anyway.
Yeah, you're probably in some shit. But yeah, Owlman, Prime Batman. Let's see, Camden Sloan, no hiding. I like that. Now we didn't specify no Deadpool, but. Because we've got Origins coming up that has no Deadpool.
No Deadpool.
Right. So, but he has Colossus, the Prime Colossus on there. Oh, he's butterflying it. Okay. All right. I was like, what is he doing?
He's butterflying in Poison Ivy or something. Like.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on because he doesn't have any other options.
Right. He wants to bring Poison Ivy in on a ruler-themed team. I don't know if that's ruler or not because... Oh, yeah, because it's the Kale. Kale is bringing in...
Oh, okay.
Kale is bringing in Man-Thing. It's the cool team that we did find, that we did see in Rock Cup.
So it's just sort of themes, basically, is what this is for.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah. So the Man-Thing generates plants... Poison Ivy generates plants. I think the only thing is, and I don't see where you have any points for it at all, is you need the red ring to be able to put that on Poison Ivy. So that she can do penetrating poison through the vines. The plant terrain markers.
Yeah, maybe he's just counting on mind controlling across board like that because he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah.
Well, no, is she able to? Yeah, she's able to make a close attack. She could close. Mm-hmm. She could close attack mind control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is neat. But yes, I would. I don't. Maybe Colossus is not the play on there.
Maybe
Colossus is not the play. I don't know. I understand he's super awesome. Colossus is definitely awesome.
Oh, I know why he has it on there.
But yeah, he's definitely because he's getting rid of the Battle Fury, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't stop mind control with him out there. That's why he has it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. I get it.
I mean, I get it. I think my feedback in general, maybe just a tad bit gimmicky.
I think Kazar. Why? I don't understand why Kazar necessarily. If you're just going to mind control across the board, like we could probably do without Kazar.
I think so, but is that the only?
He's our leadership. Maybe he's the only leadership.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think he's the only leadership that the team has. Because I don't see any others, so he's got him on there for leadership.
Maybe there's no other option for the ruler leadership.
It feels like that's not true. Feels like
I feel like that's not true. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like Black Skull is better. I think Black Skull.
That's, yeah. He doesn't save points. I was thinking of trying to save points in order to get that red ring on there.
Right.
Was what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I don't think you've got any ruler leaders that are better.
Maybe not. I'm going to look just because I'm curious now.
Yeah, I'm looking. Prime Roz doesn't have it. That was about the closest thing. I was looking for under 50. Morgan Le Fay has it.
Oh yeah, well she's 40. That'd get you. The 25 point Black Panther. Hell Apocalypse has got it.
Grand Prize.
And Genesis.
Yeah. So. Yeah, then definitely in that case, drop it down to 40 and put you a Grand Prize Apocalypse on there and then put the red ring on somebody.
Or you could even get magic, uncommon magic from Ex of Swords and get a prob.
The thing is that Butterfly can't be assigned the red ring because it's a tiny.
Oh, he's going to bring it in so it won't matter. Yeah,
so I don't know. I don't think there's anybody that you can give the red ring to because they're not swapping out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you just don't have the points for it anywhere. That's the problem. That's the problem.
You probably have to go like a scientist build.
But then you
don't get the Colossus at that point.
Yeah,
but
you don't get the Colossus. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ruler is the only thing that Jennifer Kale and Colossus share. Yeah, I don't see anything else. I mean, I guess he's got it about optimized as you can in that case. I mean, yeah, there's no way to get the red ring on there, but I do think you could swap out Kazar for a Grand Prize Apocalypse and even just something else on the team, like a, like a sword on man thing, or, give him a little bit. No, he's a giant, so you can't do that. I don't know, a sword on Colossus, right? Give him shape change or something.
Yeah, you know, seems better.
Just a little survivability. So no way to get the red ring on Poison Ivy, though. I do like it. Also, keep in mind that once you do your swap, then you can activate the plus one attack from Scott Porter. So your Poison Ivy would get the plus one. So just make sure to order that correctly. We only got two teams feeding back to us this time. So. My other thought was I wanted to share the gain two triggers under a charge with super strength. So whenever you charge and then use a close combat action as free, you've activated two actions. And if you destroy, like, so for Prime Hulk, if he charges, picks up a square of blocking, and breaks it during that charge, that counts for two heals for Prime Hulk. Because he broke, the terrain was broke under two separate actions. Nothing in there says that you have to break something under each individual one for it to count, like the movement of charge and then the close combat action of a terrain destroy action. So point to all that is you can save yourself a terrain if you just charge, pick up an object, pick up a terrain, and break it under the super strength close terrain action. So you get two heals that way. So if anybody has any questions about that, feel free to just PM us or put a message in the Facebook group or whatever. So Did we get any other news this week, Jason? Nothing, right?
I don't think so. I don't think we got anything else, no.
I mean, we're going to do our Deadpool set review soon. Because I think we have that whole set now.
Almost. We don't have everything yet.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait until some of the other unboxings are done.
Because I know that the Weapon X Legacy card has not been seen yet. They showed. I saw Krakoa and Hitmonkey today.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're still waiting on the Weapon X Chase Legacy card. We haven't seen. I don't think we've seen Deadpool and Death. I don't think we've seen She-Hulk and Wolverine yet, so we still like a little bit.
Okay, so a little bit before we can do our Deadpool set review. And then we've got Origins coming up. You're not going to be able to make Origins.
Gotta work, unfortunately.
But Sam, TJ, and I plan on making Origins. Looking forward to playing in... Jay's event there that he's hosting. I know the details are being finalized. Did I just miss this article? Yeah, I guess I did. Forge from 424, the intern wrote an article.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Rylan wrote it, one of the finalists for the fan internship program.
I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah, it was 300 Pulp Assassins.
Interesting. Okay. What's the team? What's the build?
Yeah, it's just I'm reading. It's on the website. So, the Pulp version is the rare Raz, Deadshot, Deathstroke, Orb, Raven, Starfire. So that's all
Starfire.
Yeah. So okay. It's the Deadshot's shoot through everything.
Okay.
And then Deathstroke gives out the Titans his keywords. And then in the modern he's playing nearly the same thing, but he's adding Prime Talon, Deadshot, Red Widow, two Manta Goons, and the Quartian Thunderer. That's neat. He didn't include Scott Porter, though. One more team to get you thinking. Pogger Pog Prize, Prime Talon, and Black Manta with the Hell Cycle. So... I guess I came in the week that we were getting ready to prep for Rock Cup. So, well, that's a great article, Rylan. So, that way I was just looking at the news and just saw that up, and I was like, we have not talked about that at all.
I want to blame the Facebook algorithm for not showing me that.
Yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, I mean, we're still pending... the schedule for Origins, but that's fine. We know something's going to be happening. Jay does plan on coming on the show. Jay Major does plan on coming on the show as soon as we've got something. As soon as he has something finalized for the schedule. All right, Jason, any final thoughts today?
I'm glad I went to Rock Cup. Despite the heat, I had fun. Got to see a lot of people, talked to a lot of people that hadn't seen in a good while. Bucky's was fantastic. I ate way too much brisket. And I guess I'm just looking forward to the next event, I guess, which is good for me. It's going to be Gen Con. I don't think States is going to be early this year. So,
right.
Yeah, so I guess I'm glad to get back to Modern Age.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, we didn't mention that, right? We got several messages, probably about five or six, of folks that went to Bucky's based on our recommendation, and they all came back glaringly positive. So I'm glad y'all did enjoy some extracurricular activities down there in Huntsville. And then, yes, besides the glaring and oppressive heat, I did have a great time meeting all of y'all. I had a great time playing in Huntsville. I too am glad to be back to 300 Modern, entering the Age of Murn, and looking forward to seeing everybody that is going to be at Origins Game Fair the middle of June. And thanks everybody for listening to ClickStuff today, and we'll talk to y'all next time.
Later.
Hey everybody, are you there? Are you listening? Are your headphones still working? They are actually working. Welcome to this episode of ClickStuff After Dark. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about Murn and Murn's impact on the meta and, you know, kind of what that looks like, and talk about some of the things that Jason and I talked about on the show, you know, specifically in regards to, you know, in regards to, you know, you win initiative, you lose, or you win. You win initiative, you win. You lose initiative, you lose. So Jason brought that up, and, you know, we're very familiar with that. I think, though, people haven't quite realized the change to the rules and what not so fun situation that has created in the meta the past year. So at the release of the Spider-Man Beyond Amazing set, I'm sure as everybody is aware, we got new rules. One of those changes was the change to initiative. Specifically, we know it changed from really a map role to an initiative role. So, you know, if you win the initiative role, you get to determine whether or not you go first or pick map. Well, really what that has turned into is if you win map and want to go first, that by and large means your opponent picks some crazy map, you know, a big one, right? Or some crazy one like, you know, the Daily Bugle indoor or the, you know, Morlock Tunnels, you know, even the Chemical Plant. I use that one. I mean, I'm guilty of this too. I have to do it, right? So I think the big thing that it's turned into is initiative role means you have to play on some goofy ass map that requires like advanced calculus to play. Can I even reach? Do I have to move up any? You know, will the right tarot card flip so I can get the extra reach that I need? It's all about reach. It's all about navigating this map with terrain on it, like we were talking about on Morlock Tunnels. So the initiative role has really meant to be, you know, either you get to strike first using advanced calculus, or you get to defend yourself on some obstinate map. And that'll probably be throughout the all of Silver, unless they get rid of big maps in Silver, which I hope they do. But once big maps are gone out of Modern, so this is more of advice from now until Origins and Nationals and, you know, whatever Nationals your country may have if you're not in the U.S. And then Nationals at Gen Con for the U.S. and then Worlds. It's just some obstinate map if you want to go first. And the amount, it makes the game hard. So let me explain. So a lot of people would say, well, that shows the skill of the player and, you know, all of this other stuff. Yeah, sure, it does. No doubt. And, but the thing is it's not so much skill as it just is calculation, right? You have to make sure your map, you know, your team can go through Morlock Tunnels on this certain situation, and you know, you have to do the advanced calculus every game, and depending on where they place their figures and where their barriers placed and all this other stuff, and it just becomes this minutia of this minutia calculus, just everything you've got to decide to get across the map to, you know, get some attacks going. Here's the thing. Murn balances that equation. So now it's go first, get your shots in, see what happens. Let's go. Let's play some hero clicks, right? And, You know, and like I said in the show, I fully realize that means if I lose initiative, it's probably the same thing's going to happen to my team, and I get that. So the choice you have to play is, do you play with Mern, or do you play some sort of, you know, really sturdy rollout team? And I think the answer becomes, you have to play some sort of sturdy rollout team if you don't want to play Mern. And I just wanted to end or talk about when the Clickstoff After Dark segment here, what that sturdy rollout team is. Pretty straightforward. I don't actually have, I didn't have HC units pulled up, so let me, give me a second to pull that up. HCUnits.net. Yep, there we go. So it's pretty straightforward. It's three O-48 Ghost Riders with Common Ghost Rider as their pilot, Madam Web with a Warlock Sword. It's a mystical theme team. You equip the Ghost Riders with motorcycles. You put those said motorcycles on the charge Super Sense click. You have a Madam Web with the Spider-Man team ability. Your Ghost Riders all wildcard the Spider-Man team ability, and then you attempt to roll out, and then you play all of the rollout cards. You have Absorbing Man, you have a Search for a Mutt's Tomb, you know, so you play the High Priestess, you play the Star, you play the Ace of Cups, the Ten of Pentacles, the Page of Swords, the Queen of Wands, the Page of Cups, and you know, seven card deck. Those are just all the ones that help you with the rollouts, and like regen is free and plus one. You can probably trim that down to a six card deck. But that just becomes, can you roll out? Which is really what the meta became anyways, right? So now you're just leaning into that curve of being able to protect yourself from Mern at range, and then figuring out, well, what all can I do to survive a Mern-based alpha? So, you know, Ghost Rider's always proven himself, already proven himself to be really good. He got second place in Florida this year at a big tournament, you know. So, something to think about. Is it all Mern? Maybe not. Is it all Ghost Riders? Is it all an OMA? There's still diversity out there. It just changes your thought process for what you have to play. Mern is a disruption. You can't play the same stuff you've been playing. Welcome to the world of Mern.